Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
It's almost election season, so give me an order of everybody's favorite corrupt politicians.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here with Jamie, and elections are one of the last things I want to talk about. But with that being said, I think this is going to be kind of fun.
Yeah, this is an interesting case, and it's not necessarily related to the presidential election or really even taking sides of the political aisle, if you will. It's just a crime in a state near us that was interesting enough to bring to True Crime to Go. So why don't you go ahead and get us rolling?
Today we're going to be talking about one of the largest, if not the largest, corruption scandal in Ohio's history. Our focus today is going to be on Matt Borges, who is a former Ohio Republican Party chair, who was sentenced to 5 years in prison for his involvement in a $60 million bribery scheme. You could bribe me to do almost anything for $60 million.
I was going to ask you about that. Like, it's certainly illegal to take bribes like this, but I think we all probably have financial limits to some degree. Like, I want to say, no, I stand on my principles.
Would you slap your mother in the face for $60 million?
I mean, I would have to talk to her first and let her know what was happening and what I would buy her, because I wouldn't live to get it if I didn't, but I think she'd be down. Yeah. Yeah. $60 million? No doubt.
I'd give her $1 million.
Yeah.
After I slapped the piss out of her. Yeah.
I'd let her have it, but I'd pay her off after. So this is a big deal, not just because of the scale, but because of all the figures that were involved. Just before Borges was sentenced, former Ohio State Speaker Larry Householder, what a name, the mastermind behind this scheme, received a maximum sentence of 20 years. But Borges, despite being deeply entangled in the scandal, managed to get a much less harsh penalty by accepting responsibility and showing remorse to the judge.
So let's break down this case. Borges, along with Householder, was convicted in March 2023 for participating in a $60 million bribery scheme secretly funded by the Akron-based First Energy Corporation, the goal of which was to secure Householder's political power, elect his allies, and then pass a $1 billion nuclear plant bailout, all while preventing Ohioans from repealing the tainted bill. Borges' role in the scheme was crucial. He was found guilty of offering a bribe for inside information on a referendum campaign aimed at repealing the bailout law.
Being completely honest here, is this your understanding of how most political things go down? I feel like with all the corporate money in politics, almost everything that happens is having like these side deals going on. So I'm not super surprised this went down, especially we're talking about bailing out an energy company in exchange for political power. Borges tried to distance himself from Householder, even going so far as to say he didn't like him. His defense highlighted that he wasn't present at all of the big meetings with the stakeholders involved in the bribe. And when Householder confirmed that Borges wasn't there, Borges decided to testify on his own behalf, which a lot of people don't do.
Despite his attempt to separate himself from Householder, the judge wasn't entirely convinced. U.S. District Judge Timothy Black rebuked Borges, saying, "Larry Householder was a crook and you knew it. An unholy alliance is what you called it. You didn't care that you were aiding an Ohio House Speaker to undermine the very foundation of our democracy. You just saw everyone else getting fat and rich and you wanted a piece of it," end quote.
Borges being contrite about all this did play a role in his sentencing. Like I said, he apologized. He expressed remorse, whether it was genuine or not, apologized in open court that he had lashed out in the past and he wanted to be a better person. So he was just sentenced to 5 years again, which is less than what the federal prosecutors wanted to see happen to him for this ginormous scandal.
And this isn't Borges' first run-in with the law. Back in 2004, he pled guilty to improper use of public office while working as chief of staff for then-Republican state treasurer Joe Dadders. Borgs was fined $1,000 for giving brokers who contributed to the campaign fund an advantage in securing contracts with the treasurer's office. Now, he did avoid jail time then, but his involvement in that pay-to-play scandal cast a long shadow over his career.
And now his career is pretty much over. He left the courtroom in handcuffs. He shared a brief but emotional moment with his wife, who had also pleaded for leniency. This is a reminder that your decisions matter. Householder got 20 years and Borgs just got 5, but they were both super involved in everything happening here. And I think, again, this is super commonplace in politics, which absolutely doesn't excuse it. It makes it worse, if anything, as they're perpetuating all those stereotypes and making a mockery of our system.
And this case is far from over. The federal investigation into this scandal is ongoing. And there are actually 2 other participants, Juan Cespedes and Jeff Longstreet, having pled guilty to awaiting and are awaiting sentences. A third man, super lobbyist Neil Clark, tragically took his own life in 2021 after pleading not guilty. First Energy, the company at the center of this scandal, has admitted its role and agreed to pay a $230 million fine to avoid persecution.
Yeah, so they were looking at getting part of a $1 billion bailout plan. So this is, in some ways, restitution for them, but they were looking to get out without any kind of penalties here. And the energy game is certainly a cutthroat one. We think of the oil industry and all the money that goes into that. I mean, we could get into conspiracy theories about Nikola Tesla and the things he discovered being covered up in order for energy companies to make money. So this goes really deep, John. I don't know, especially this time of year, I become super disappointed in my fellow American in the way that we talk about each other in these political seasons. So this highlights all of that and just makes me want to get all this over with and move on.
Yep. November cannot come soon enough. Regardless of the outcome, I'm just ready for it to be over.
Absolutely. And this case is not over. So if we get updates, we'll send them your way. But some corruption being cleaned up in Ohio, happy to see it and hope it spreads to other states. But for now, this has been a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.